TV Corner.
Hey guys, it's Armani and TJ this time.
Hey, that's me.
Joining me for FilmCore's Game of Thrones TV Corner podcast. This is our first one for season 6. This is for episode 1, titled The Red Woman.
The Red Woman.
Talked about it coming back, so yeah, let's just get right into this episode.
I've been waiting a year, let's do it.
Yeah, so we open with the wall, and Jon Snow is still dead as fuck.
Literally has not moved.
Really old. Sir Davos discovers him, and I really thought that, like, as soon as Melisandre saw him, like, she would be like, oh, I know what to do, but
I was hoping it would be some kind of like, oh, I've got to catch the flame before it escapes or something, so she'd have to do it, you know, right away, but.
Yeah, kind of like the defibrillator of, like, Lord of Light.
Exactly. But I guess, you know, maybe she's got some time. Because if it's going to happen, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, so I really don't... We don't really don't know the rules of resurrection. I mean, the only other time we've seen it was in previous season when Thoros resurrects Dondarrion. Awesome. When the Hound, like, cuts him in half, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was done pretty much right after it happened, so I thought that it had to be pretty immediate.
Same,
but,
yeah,
you know,
I thought it would be like a right back into it.
And
I'm sure that's how other people felt too. You know, they just wanted to see Jon Snow come back. Cause,
yeah, so I think it's definitely still gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen. I think it's gonna be like the third episode. Like, I think next episode we're gonna get some Bran and some other people we haven't been seeing, and then like the third one will be like Jon's resurrection.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. You know, we expect good storytelling, and when does George R.R. ever give us what we want? So
yeah, well, yeah, that's true. What do you think about like the Night's Watch and kind of the direction it's going in? Because
it's like
Alistair kind of had like some great points, like when he's like, technically Jon did like the one thing that you would never do to the Watch.
I guess,
he's like our mortal enemies.
Right.
But it seems kind of BS considering that they've all, like, they have seen White Walkers. Like, they know, like, it's going down. So, like, why is it even, like...
Yeah, like, we know that's... It's almost disingenuous at this point. They know that these people, if they're not helping them, or, you know, even Jon knew that if they're not helping them, they're going to become even worse enemies than, you know, they are now.
Yeah.
So, it's like, at this point, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you just hating the wildlings, or is it just...
I mean... We can tell who'd vote for Trump in this scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, Alistair doesn't seem like the most progressive of individuals, so.
While we're up north, let's move into Winterfell. So, Sansa and Rhaegar get away. Well, I guess now Theon, because he seems to kind of have it back together.
A little bit.
And they're rescued by Brienne and Podrick.
Yeah.
I think we kind of assumed that Brienne was going to rescue her, and, you know, was... cliche kind of nick of time.
Right, she came in, swooped in out of nowhere on her Green Ranger shit and just came in and saved the day. It's pretty great though. It was good to see Brienne in action, you know. She always handles business and she definitely did that here, you know, did the deed.
Yeah, she did the deed. Podrick has some training now because when he was under Tyrion was learning nothing
at all
but how to drink,
right.
So... good that he's like, you know, becoming a little knight in training. And also we got the awesome moment where Brienne tries to pledge her allegiance to Sansa again, and this time Sansa is like, you know, like, actually I accept this, and it's kind of like a sign that Sansa's gonna come into some power, you know. People are getting behind her and like want to support her.
Yeah, that's a
and
want to
protect her for once.
Yeah, totally. You've just seen Sansa, you know, she got screwed she's beginning through this whole series, you know, and her finally coming into some power here, you know, she's the last relevant Stark, so.
Yeah,
like,
actually, yeah, that's true, that so many Starks are alive, but really only one is in play right now.
Right, she's the only one playing the Game of Thrones, so it'll be cool to see her, you know, finally take the reins on something.
A second Winterfell note, loved Ramsay's eulogy to Miranda.
Yeah, that was like, perfect. Yeah, it was so Ramsay, you know. He just seems so sadistic the whole time, and still, you know, it's weird to see this guy in pain, but like, he's still a sociopath the entire time he's like giving her.
Yeah, like emotionally, like for a second he was kind of vulnerable, then he like, wait, like as soon as the other guy in the room was like, oh, well, I'm so sorry, you know, what do you want us to do about her body? He's like, wait, oh, I forgot who I was for a second.
He snaps out of it.
Fuck
now.
This bitch.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Let's move on.
Path. Like,
Yeah.
Let me get on my sociopath shit. You know, back to it.
Yeah, right, just away. Feed her to the dogs.
Feed her to the dogs. Raised.
Oh, God, it's such a great line. Yeah. And we also got that. Yeah, we also got that Roose is pretty pissed that he lost Sansa and Reek. Yeah. And hinted that maybe Ramsay won't be the heir after all.
Totally, yeah. It was hardly even a hint. He just kind of like challenged his position. Like, he came in talking his praise, speaking his praises, and then by the end of it, he's literally challenging his position.
Yeah, I mean,
with that fat Walter comment.
Totally. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely not. I think my prediction with Ramsay and like Roose and fat Walda is that definitely Ramsay's gonna kill her or attempt to.
Absolutely.
I think because he's not going to have Sansa back anytime soon, he's going to be panicking, and he's going to see that this heir is a definite risk to him.
Oh, yeah.
So he's either going to kill... He's definitely going to kill Walda, might for kill sure. his dad. I don't put it past him. Totally, like, yeah. But I don't see... Either. I definitely don't see the Bolton men rallying behind Ramsay as a leader.
Oh, absolutely not. At this point, I don't think anybody would put it past Ramsay. To kill his own father. Like, that doesn't seem like a thing that would...
Yeah, speaking of fatherly relationships, we go into King's Landing, where Jaime has to return with the dead body of Marcella. Oh, and man. God, Cersei's having a terrible week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the look on her face, man, when she runs outside, and you can just see it drain from her eyes. Like, oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
that's who I am. This is not.
It's like the look you get when you tell someone to get something for you from the store and they just come back without it. Like, oh, they didn't have it. They didn't try to make a substitution of any kind.
Yeah, just empty just handed. Like... So much disappointment, but also expected.
What do you... So she mentions the prophecy to Jamie. She isn't actually even this angry at this point. I think she's just like, this is prophecy. All my kids are going to die. Like, this is just it. But she doesn't really mention the second part of the prophecy was that her a little brother would kill her.
Yeah, it was super weird. I thought, she would... I thought she would have mentioned that to Jamie before. Like, if you're going to mention it to anybody, like, she's always trying to make the case against Tyrion, you know? And now that all this stuff is happening, it just seems like the time to bring Jamie in on that. I mean, he didn't seem to give a shit, though. You know.
I think because of her relationship with Jamie, and it's kind of like she's only got two brothers, so like if anyone's going to be the Valonqar, definitely can beat Tyrion her mind.
Totally.
And I think she hated Tyrion just for basically being the reason that their mother died.
Right.
So it's kind of something that no one's let go of, so
just
in a way, he's always been tainted in her mind.
Right.
I definitely think, though, as part of the story arc, that it's going to have to be Jaime who kills her. Kind of like the same way that he had to kill the Mad King, you know?
Yeah.
Just Cersei's going to lose it closer to the end of... I don't know if it'll be this season or next season, where she'll just hit her arc of, like, insanity and try and maybe take everyone down with her.
Yeah.
And in order to save maybe everyone else, Jaime's going to have to be the one to kill Cersei.
Yeah, and we know who he's going to have to go through to do that. We've gotten the glimpses of that zombified
Sir Robert Strong. Yeah, this is definitely... I cannot wait for the first time we see an actual face-off.
Yeah, me neither.
Rumor has it we're going to get a Clegane Bowl.
Would be
the
dope.
The Hound might not be dead, so that would be super dope. Amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome to see. I'm really excited to see the Mountain in action.
Also in King's Landing, we have Marjorie still in... being held captive by the Faith, Milton, and she actually looks pretty good, considering that, like, Cersei was a hot mess in there.
Yes.
Marjorie looks exactly the same.
Right, she looks like she actually might be just a guest at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, just sitting in the dungeon, chilling, right? I could go back to the Red Keep whenever, but, and we know that's not the case.
Yeah, so, I mean, definitely, like, well, I don't know what angle Marjorie's going to try and play to get out of it. I don't know if Tommen's going to be the one to rescue her. Oh, I mean, Tommen. I can't see the Tyrell family taking this much longer. I mean, it's getting kind of to the point of, like, where it's a complete, like, either the crown is in power or the faith is in power. It can't be both. So they definitely need to say, like, reassert the fact that, like, hey, it's cool that you guys want to give input, but ultimately you can't be...
Yeah.
Queens and kings.
Absolutely, like, you know, captive. Like, I'm surprised they made it this far, being able to just, like, take prisoners from the royal family. Like,
yeah, I thought after day one there'd be like an army at the gates, but you know, well, I mean, Tommen's just a kid. I mean, it's a weird.
Yeah, he's definitely not putting up a fight.
I mean, he was definitely not like raised to be a leader at this point.
Yeah,
so
he's like, he was raised to be a little brother.
Got a long way to go with that.
Yeah.
Speaking of being raised to be leaders, fucking Dorne.
Oh yes.
Girls are taking over.
Sand Snakes. That was like the most efficient cleaning of house I've ever seen. The quickest coup.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was actually really, I mean, I had a feeling that they'd be in trouble for like poisoning Marcella,
right,
but I didn't think their immediate reaction is going to be, okay, we just got to kill him.
Let's kill everybody instead, you know, like let's not put up with anything. Yeah, they just,
I mean, what do you think their plan is?
I think she, I think she made it pretty clear, like there's still really bad blood between the Lannisters and the Dornish over what happened to what the Lannisters did. So I feel like either they're going to, you know, fortify their armies at home and prepare for an assault on them after what happened with Marcella, or they're going to go on the offensive, you know, and take the fight to the Lannisters.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, historically, like, Dorne's been the only one who's kind of, like, resisted, like, being conquered. So I think they're definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Totally.
I don't know if Ilaria is going to try and be the ruler or not. Yeah. I mean, it seems like she kind of wants to be. She's taking charge of all these situations.
I feel like
so
she has loyalty.
In a way, maybe.
Right.
We'll definitely have to see who they're trying to appoint next. But yeah, that was, it definitely, I'm super interested to see where it goes from here and like what their plan is as far as going up against the Lannisters. Do they want to take King's Landing, or is it just about like revenge and it's not about really getting power?
Yeah, I feel like the Sand Snakes have made it pretty clear how they feel about the Lannisters, and this bad blood goes back a long way, you know, and it's buried.
Yeah, which I mean, it's pretty justified.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a Lannister on the other side of the Narrow Sea.
Yes.
Tyrion and Varys, ruling Meereen, basically. I mean, Daenerys couldn't have gotten any better people in there.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's good to see Tyrion back in power. And with Varys.
Who do you think is actually in charge of, like, the Sons of Harpy?
Oh, man. It's hard to say at this point. You know, my assumption, obviously, was that it was Hisdar, Zolorak, I think is his name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone thought that until he, you know, got killed.
Right.
And was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
This is, like, the longest game of Guess Who ever.
Totally.
I came across a really good theory that it actually might be Varys who's behind it.
Wow.
Because he simply wants to motivate Dany to move faster to Westeros and feels like if she doesn't want to stay in Meereen because it's just chaos constantly, that she'll move on to Westeros sooner. But in a way, I think Meereen is kind of like a training ground for if you want to be ruler of like a much larger kingdom, you need to at least be able to handle one city.
Right. Yeah, that theory, it would break my heart. You know, like, Varys just seems like such a guy who actually cares about the people. Even though he's like a shady character, you know, he seems to have the people at heart, you know? And if it were to turn out that he's using these shadowy tactics, right, it would totally break.
I don't know. I mean, I guess, as a motivator, I really don't see the, like, besides the fact that he'd want Daenerys to go to Westeros, this would just be hurting her more than, like, you know, encouraging her to move forward.
Right.
So.
She's been set back so far now, so.
Yeah, she's pretty set back.
Yeah, like, she's almost back to where she was at the beginning, totally. Just amazing.
Yeah, and speaking of Daenerys, we now have her captured by the Dothraki. You know, returning to her roots, if you will.
Right.
I mean, definitely, like, nothing was too shocking with the storyline. I pretty much assumed as soon as they figured out, like, who she was, they were going to be like, oh, respect. But now they want to send her to Vaes Dothrak to live with the other retirees.
Yeah, basically. With the other old women and widows.
Yeah.
Totally does not seem like a place for Dany.
Do you have any predictions for, like, where that's going to go?
Yeah, nowhere. You know, Daenerys ain't with that shit. She's not going. Like, there's no way they're going to get her to do that. She's going to pull some shit out of the hat, impress them, you know, and
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Drogon's just gonna come burn some stuff down. They're gonna be like, oh, never mind. Exactly. Like, you know.
Just crisp some motherfuckers.
I think what's gonna happen is Drogon's gonna show up. She's gonna be like, this is Khal Drogo, like, reincarnated, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And play then their superstitions.
Maybe Dothraki will follow her, and now she's got, like, a super intense army, like, behind her.
Yeah.
But again, we have people with very different cultural values, like, following someone who, I mean, she's somewhat aware of, like, how they do things, but still not on board, necessarily.
Right.
So it's like, how do you rule so many different types of people who really don't have the same values as you? Like, that's something that should be a common denominator for a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel like...
So, I'd be interesting to see if, like, if they do want to rally behind her, how would they'd get along with people in Marine, since they're, like, you know, nomadic, and they don't really value the same things as other, like, Western
kingdoms. Oh, yeah, totally. So. Yeah, I felt like as soon as she offered those horses, that would have been the end of it. They would have been like, oh, yeah, it's lit. We'll take that deal.
Yeah, and she was like, I'll just throw you 1,000 horses. I'm
right,
like, oh, okay.
Deal right there. Yeah. But it's good to be around the Dothraki again, I gotta say. Yeah, we haven't really seen them in their element for a couple seasons now, you know, doing Dothraki stuff, so...
Yeah.
That was pretty cool for me, at least.
Let's see, but on to Arya, Arya. Still, you know, training.
Right, yeah, this whole scene reminded me of those old samurai movies. The trainees would, like, disrespect their, you know, their leaders or their trainers, and... You know, they got slapped for it. Arya's getting slapped pretty hard right now, so, yeah.
And it's like, that's what you gotta learn. Like, you know, you cross the line. Like, you need to be punished, and then, you know, we tear you down and build you back up.
Yep. Just like that.
I think she's ever gonna become a faceless woman.
Well, I mean, at this point, I guess, you know, she's Arya Stark. She's, like, the super strong character. And I feel like, do we even want her to become a faceless woman? Like, it'd be cool to see her get all these, you know... cooling powers, but like what her character
I mean, that's true, and she still has Needle buried away, so in a way that's still a part of her that is still like that still exists.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know how they would take like the fact that she's now been gone through all this training just to still exact revenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to like, I don't think she'll ever let things go. Yeah. But maybe in a way things will take care of themselves.
Right.
Like, I mean, who knows if Cersei will even still be alive when she, like, finishes training. Right. You know, like, who knows, like, what's going to happen to the people on her list anyway.
Right, or what's going to happen to anybody, you know? Like, winter's coming, right? So, at this point, the White Walkers are, like, right at the gate.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Does she even have enough time to become this ultimate warrior, you know? Or this faceless assassin...
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, it's like, how long do we have to spend in our training anyway?
Right, yeah, it just feels like this story is about to get pretty climactic really fast. I mean, I don't know what the plan is, but...
Yeah, let's go back to Winterfell, and let's talk about our big reveal with Melisandre.
Yes, the Red Woman, but...
That one?
Yeah, she just got back to the Wall.
Yeah, sorry, I said Winterfell, I meant the Wall. It's cold in North. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's all the same once you get far enough north. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't that surprised. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it kind of alluded to how powerful yet vulnerable Melisandre is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a way, her magic is all glamour and was very old and ancient.
Yeah.
Like, power, mm-hmm. in a way.
Yeah, and by the sound of it, like, she's centuries old. And that means that she could have been around even since the last winter. So, I mean, she may have already done this song and dance before.
Yeah.
You know, this could be nothing new to her.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that, but that's definitely... She's lived probably through, like, numerous winters and summers. So she's probably... Maybe has seen the White Walkers before. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know if she's, you know, witnessed that firsthand. And I don't... I mean, I kind of felt like this might be a sign that, like, maybe this is the end of her. Like, maybe...
Oh.
Resurrecting John or playing a part in it might mean her death or a sacrifice of herself.
It'd be interesting to see something good come out of her character too, you know?
Yeah, because overall I feel like she's feeling like a phony right now because she's seen all these things that just don't seem to be happening.
All those things in the flames.
I know for a fact John's going to be resurrected. I just want to see it happen so we can have some questions answered.
Well, that's good because I wasn't quite so sure. So that gives me hope at least.
Okay, right on. Well, let's see. Before we wrap up, do you have any predictions for the next episode, like for the season?
Yeah, I mean, totally. Bran. We know that Bran's coming back, so it'll be good to see where he's at. And he better be like Luke after all the training's said and done. He better be a sage at this point because he's been gone for a while. We haven't seen this dude for over a season now, so it'll be interesting to see how far
along. Yeah, I really hope we skip through all the elementary stages of training and really get into the super impressive, like, oh my god.
Yeah, totally. We definitely need that from his storyline at this point. The best thing we need is more wax on, wax off, right?
So Yeah, that definitely would be like super frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, last time we saw this guy or his group, they were, you know, with the children, and they were fighting those Zelda skeletons that were crawling out of the ground.
Yeah, that was, oh my god, Jojen getting stabbed was like the most, I'm sorry, it was just hilarious. Yeah. I couldn't even, it was a weird CGI
choice. Very weird CGI choice.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had a big ending with, 2 seasons ago, so... Mm-hmm. I think we definitely need to skip forward. Plus, we've been getting a lot of Arya training, so just be like, okay, we don't need to see everyone train.
What about you, though? Any predictions?
My prediction for the coming episodes, I think Jorah, since he has grayscale, is going to have to sacrifice himself for Daenerys. This is like his last proof of love for her, you know?
Yeah, it's probably a safe bet.
Oh my god, actually, this reminds me. I think Daario Naharis might be the leader of the Harpies.
What?
Yeah, I actually think, now thinking about it, because he comes out of nowhere, is like, like, trust me, whatever. She's getting married. He loves her.
Right.
They kill the guy she was, you know, the guy she married.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting theory.
I just think he's too much of a mysterious character. I think he's a little unvouched for.
Right. He hasn't really earned our trust, so to speak.
I mean, he was a sellsword, so I mean, right. I don't put it past anyone on the show to be a double crosser.
Yeah, neither do I.
I consider the Littlefinger effect, and I will. As my prediction is that he's actually behind this. We're gonna find out. I think we're gonna find out soon because they can only keep this whole Sons of Harpy mystery going for so long.
Yeah, time to.
But yeah, we're gonna find out.
That we are, and I'm pretty excited for it.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on this podcast with me.
Thank you for inviting me. Super stoked
to do some more.
Totally.
All right, guys, so that wraps up our Film Core Game of Thrones TV Corner Season 6, Episode 1 podcast. Make sure you catch us for the next one next week.
Bye, guys.